time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies. Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Relax, Max. Your nerves are just like jumping jacks, Max. Your heart is thumping with a crazy sound. I hear it pound. The bumping, 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 jumping up and down.
Just stay cool and take it easy, that's the rule. You're up against the odds, but don't you fret. Face your bet, control yourself no matter what. Don't get upset.
Da, 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 da. That was a relaxing song by Michael Bublé.
Not Bublé.
No?
Bublé.
Oh, I didn't. No wonder. I didn't know.
You didn't know?
Nope, Michael Bublé. Igor, Igor, I know,
yeah,
I know,
yeah,
I know,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
And this segment is R&R at R&R, and this is not a show for pirates.
This restaurant business is always in a state of constant change. A restaurant may die out, but a new restaurant is reborn in its location. This happened with a local favorite, the R&R Steakhouse, which is now Nico's R&R Supper Club in Marengo.
Our Neighborhood 35 Supper Club chose this restaurant for our Saturday night get-together. The upstairs room was reserved for us from 7 p.m. on, but when we arrived, the previous party was overstaying their welcome. They were chatting and sipping wine.
How dare they?
And having a grand old time, the nerve of them.
Yeah, especially when I hit a crawl, pull my body up all those stairs.
You tell them.
I wanted to sit down and relax. I didn't want to stand there and stare them down.
Well, let me go on. Let me continue.
Yeah, go ahead.
After giving them the old stink eye, it was time to bring in the big gun. Nancy.
Sure, yeah, right.
She was instructed to use her, in quotes, tact to rid us of the unwelcome party. After several loud suggestions, again in quotes, by Nancy, and calls for the manager. You were really kind of smooth about that and tactful.
I know.
They agreed they would leave.
Of course they're going to leave. I was getting really rude.
Not you, dear.
Yeah, we got to.
We were given the go-ahead, and it was like musical chairs. Everyone was jockeying for position, hoping to get a good seat. Because you don't want to sit next to people you don't like.
Exactly.
Although we love everyone in our neighborhood.
Of course we do. Excuse me. I'm choking on my bubble gum here.
On your buble gum?
My buble gum.
Our waitress brought over a relish tray and our supper club soiree, I was speaking French, was in full swing by 7:15.
You know, when Frenchmen speak French, oh la la.
Fish. When you speak French, you drive me wild.
Ooh la la is French?
Sure.
But when you speak French, it's not ooh la la.
Fries.
No.
French fries?
No. Doesn't do it for me.
Can I go on?
Go ahead.
We do like the old school relish trays, even though they don't have French fries, baby.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It gives you something to munch on while looking over the menu. We were discussing what appetizer to get when our waitress came over and told us about all the specials on the menu that evening.
Mm-hmm.
But for an appetizer, we did decide on one of Nancy's all-time favorites, lobster tempura.
Mm-hmm.
That's Japanese.
Oh, Jim, when you speak Japanese to me, you make me go wild.
Yeah, right. This was 5 pieces of lobster fried and served with a spicy dipping sauce. It was a great start to the evening.
And it only cost $15 on their special.
That's not bad.
No, it wasn't.
For 5 pieces of lobster deep fried like that?
Oh, and they weren't small.
No, they were good.
Mm-hmm. And Jim spotted one of his favorites on the menu, Steak Diane for $33.
It wasn't Diane's steak. It was Steak Diane.
Of course it was. I just said Steak Diane.
Yeah, I'm just clarifying that.
It wasn't Diane's steak, neither.
No, that's what
I said. It's your steak.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I know, but it sounded better from me.
We are kind of light on material this week, aren't we?
This was filet mignon medallions.
Fish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
I know. I just got it, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Okay, this was really filet mignon medallions seared with brandy, butter, wild mushrooms. That's fungi. But Dijon mustard, shallots, cream, and stock. All entrees come with soup or salad and your choice of two sides. Jim went with the baked French onion soup for a $2 upcharge. He picked a baked potato for his one side and the buttered button mushrooms for the other side. The steak was like butter. That's what he said, butter. And the button mushrooms were a great complement to the steak. I know it's unusual for him, but he actually took a doggy bag home that evening.
Yes, I did. I was not up to my better,
Well, we did, eat later.
Yes, we did.
We had to get rid of those people, first of all. And they leaving later. And then by the time you start eating, it was getting late.
It was almost my bedtime.
I was almost falling asleep in all the stuff that I was eating. So,
Nancy had been suffering from crab withdrawal lately.
Oh, yeah.
Not that you weren't crabby, but...
That too.
When our waitress mentioned the 2-pound snow crab leg special, wow, for $39, her eyes lit up, there was a blank look on her face, and she started drooling. I know she's doing it.
Yeah.
She was speechless, and so I told the waitress she'll have the special. She chose a salad instead of soup. Of course, got to have something different with creamy garlic dressing. Of course.
I never have anything different. I always have salad. I love salad.
For her two sides, she chose whipped smashed potatoes and charred Brussels sprouts. Between the garlic dressing and those nasty little cabbages, I was in for quite a night. But I had some of those Brussels sprouts to be ready to launch a counterattack if necessary.
Yeah, you stole some of mine.
I was just self-defense.
You stole some of mine, and yeah. Diane, who was next to me, my one friend, she was stealing them because she says they look good.
We were ready to launch a counterattack.
Everybody was stealing my Brussels sprouts, so I wasn't getting much in my mouth. So you didn't have to worry about me. I had to worry about you in bed.
Your mouth wasn't what I was worried about, dear.
Oh, you're so funny today.
The snow crab was delicious, and the charred Brussels sprouts were different and tasty. Half of her crab legs and sprouts walked home with her that night. And
they certainly did.
In a rare turnabout, Nancy had, she was the one that ordered dessert this evening.
I know.
I didn't.
I know. I was surprised.
She chose the neighborhood favorite brandy ice for $10.
Yum.
Well, it's heavy on the brandy and light on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the neighborhood that wanted to get liquored up, so she had
it. And it was a nice ending to my meal.
Yes, it was.
You didn't have as nice of an ending as I did.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've drank it already and I can't even talk. Nico transformed both the inside and outside of this restaurant to make it a cozy supper club. Our two waitresses deserve medals for keeping all 25 of us happy while running up and downstairs with trays of food.
I don't know how they did it. They were the best. They didn't even break a sweat, didn't spill anything. The service was top-notch. There was no...
Nobody had to ask for anything.
They were good.
She was on it for me with my drinks. She was on it for everything. I mean, two ladies in that room and us, for all of us. Oh, my gosh. They were excellent.
So kudos to them.
Exactly. And they had their Fitbit on, and I was asking them, they says, oh, don't even ask. She says, what we do in one day is like we feel it at the end of the day.
I believe it.
Reservations are a must, especially if you are handicapped. Make sure to ask for a table on the first floor because they do not have any elevators.
I heard that they only open up that second floor either for large parties or after a certain time when they get really, really full. That's like their second choice up there.
Right.
But the place was jammed when we were there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Total for our neighborhood supper club outing was $106.79. An evening with friends, priceless. We could have gotten a sound effect, but Jim fell asleep on me. Here in the studio, he started snoring.
I was just having a little R&R.
I know.
Get it?
Get it.
Hey, you people got a better sound effect for R&R? Email me. I'd like to know.
But you didn't have to snore right into the microphone, my love.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, my love.
Yes.
What is your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Because it's halfway into the show. My meal was top notch. My steak was really, really good. I would definitely go back there and have a steak. It was excellent. Although I don't normally like Brussels sprouts, these were tasty. Let the games begin.
Ooh. Those are
nasty little cabbages.
Fighting words, man.
What's your take, Toots?
Oh, I'm not crabby anymore.
Yay.
I got my crab fix. And that garlic dressing was awesome. It was so garlicky.
Yes, it was.
Mm.
Oh, lucky me. Give them the particulars, Poopsie.
It's Nico's R&R Supper Club, 7509 South Highway 20, which is Lake Street, Marengo, 60152. The phone number is 815-506-2055. The website is www.nicossupperclub.com. Directions? Okay, here we go. Take Sun City Boulevard north to Country View Boulevard, which turns into Del Webb Boulevard. North on Hemmer Road, which becomes Harmony Road. North on Route 20 to Restaurant. If you can get there within 15 minutes, which is the estimated travel time, you're doing good because Jim got lost.
It takes you longer than 15 minutes to put it into your GPS system. Especially with those directions.
I know.
Turn here, turn there. When you can, make a U-turn. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, for those of you who just tuned in, that was just Jim blabbering away. You have tuned into the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP.
Where our motto is, we always put you last.
Well, WHRU.
Uh-huh, exactly.
You're so mean. So, my love, you moron.
Thank you.
You're just not nice. I've been trying to not call you moron. But how can I not call you a moron when you sit there and tell people they're last?
That's our motto.
No, that's your nickname. Because I can't
say anything worse. No, our motto is we put you last.
Oh, yes. No, it's not. You see what I'm saying? You're such a moron.
I think we got some letters.
Yeah. Do we get letters this week?
Let me see.
Check.
You've got some mail.
Thank you, Mighty 101 Glee Club. Wasn't that relaxing?
Yeah, now you guys can go.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, we did. We did get an actual letter.
Well, we always get letters are people. It's like a letter. They tell us what they want to tell us because they're too lazy to write it.
Or we make stuff up.
We don't make stuff up.
Anyway, we got a letter from Dean and Linda about Cucina Rosa in McHenry.
Read him the letter, my love.
And it says, hi, Jim and Nancy. Thanks so much for your entertaining and informative show. It's always number one on our listening list.
Aww.
We have discovered a wonderful restaurant in McHenry. It's called Cucina Rosa. It is family-owned and operated. It's in a strip mall just south of Santegra Hospital on Route 31.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Staff's caring and cordial. Menu is large. Blah, 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 blah. Thank you for your insightful letter.
Oh, see, I'm saying it. You're mean. You're a moron.
Actually, we did review that earlier.
Oh, a long time ago.
It is a good place. It used to be called A Taste of Italy, I believe, a long time ago.
A Touch of Italy.
And now it's Cucina Rosa. And yes, it's a good place.
It's a good place.
It's a nice, small little place. It's very good.
It's hidden.
So pay attention, Dean and Linda. We did it already.
Unless, you know, they're new to the community. You never know.
Oh, okay. I'll be nice.
Exactly.
If anyone else would like to email us.
Sure, after you sit there and did what you did to these people.
Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And here in the studio with us today is our own Inspector Clouseau.
Thank you.
Of Huntley.
Thank you. Yes, I am.
Jim Eggers.
Yes, the Inspector Clouseau, the officer friendly, the
officer friendly
Sherlock Holmes. Yes, I am. I am the in charge of telling people about all the rampant crime that is all over everywhere.
And you do such a good job. Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a special edition of Food Felons.
Oh, it is?
Yes,
A special edition?
This is, well, a lot of the articles that, a lot of the instances that I read usually happen in Florida.
Of course.
I don't know why it happens in the great state of Florida.
I know why. I've been there.
And I found out there is a whole website devoted to weird food crimes that men have done in Florida.
Men.
Mm-hmm. Women don't do that for some reason. Not as much.
Because we're sane.
Yeah, I looked for a website for women, but it didn't have any. But anyway, here goes. And you'll see a common thread in this. The common thread is alligators, nudity, and beer.
Okay. And Florida, of course.
Okay. The first one is, man enters Jacksonville store and chases people with live alligator.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Is it big?
The man or the alligator? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
A man in a black t-shirt and backward baseball cap tucked an alligator under his arm, walked into a convenience store in Jacksonville, and immediately started asking whether the store had plenty of beer.
Are you kidding?
No.
He tucked it under his... he tucked it under his arm. It wasn't a baby alligator you get to play with when you go to Florida with the kids. Wow.
He then proceeded to chase a person around the store. He grabbed a couple of cases of brews and walked out the door.
Without paying?
Yep, without paying.
Wow.
Yeah, and him and the alligator got away. But, you know.
They did?
Yeah, but.
Even when they called the cops?
I know you think you'd see a man carrying an alligator down the street.
You would think. And beer, juggling that.
He is still at large.
And he didn't go into the pokey,
nope,
huh?
Nope, not yet.
Wow.
So if you see a man with an alligator and a couple cases of beer.
In Jacksonville,
give the police a call.
Okay.
Another one. Naked man chases two people around a Palm Coast Chick-fil-A.
The Palm Coast Chick-fil-A? Mm.
And he just, for no apparent reason, got out of his car and chased people around the parking lot.
Naked. I mean, butt naked.
Buck naked, yep.
Really?
Yep, didn't say why, and the perpetrator is also still at large.
He didn't get picked up and thrown in the pokey?
Nope.
Well, what kind of crimes are these if they're not going to get thrown in the pokey?
I don't know. You would think you'd see someone, but no, that's must be pretty common in Florida.
Oh, my God. Where are the police?
I don't know.
No wonder these people are getting away with these acts of nudity and of alligators.
I know.
Wow.
Here we go. Here again. This is with the theme. Man arrested for throwing an alligator through a drive-through window.
A drive-through window? Like McDonald's or something?
Yeah, but he wasn't naked, though.
Oh, well, that's good.
An alligator is considered a deadly weapon.
No, really?
This particular individual through a live alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru window.
Wow.
Neither the Wendy's workers nor the alligator were harmed. The gator was later released safely into the wild. So that's all people are worried about is the alligator.
Yeah. What about the guy? Did he get arrested?
Yes, he was arrested and they got him.
He was thrown in the pokey?
He was hauled off to the pokey.
Well, I'm glad the cops are right on that.
Yep. Let's see. What we got here? I got to get the good ones.
We'll take anything you've got, my love.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. men use spaghetti sauce to try to start fire after burglary.
Spaghetti sauce?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you get a heartburn after eating spaghetti, but
maybe that's what they were thinking.
It doesn't start a house on fire.
Yeah, these two people were arrested after allegedly breaking into a friend's home and trying to start a fire in his kitchen. The men left a pot of spaghetti sauce on the stove and placed a washcloth beside the burner, then left the scene.
Oh, so he didn't want the spaghetti to burn. He wanted the cloth to burn.
Maybe he thought the spaghetti would, explode. I don't know.
No, it's just this guy's not the sharpest pencil in the can.
Oh, you know what caused why they were mad at this guy?
Why?
Because they borrowed him $150 to fix his teeth and he didn't pay him back. He is still at large.
He didn't. Oh. They got to start throwing some of these people in the pokey.
Here we go again. Man arrested after attempting a striptease inside a steakhouse.
Oh, no. That'll make you lose your appetite. Or maybe it was a Chippendale dancer.
Well, it could be, but it would happen inside a Kobe Japanese steakhouse in...
Kobe?
In Florida, and apparently,
we're going to be doing a review on Kobe.
I hope.
Japanese steakhouse.
Yeah, and this guy approached a married couple enjoying their meal and then started taking his clothes off.
We just went. We're just doing the review pretty soon. I didn't have any naked guy come into my Kobe Japanese steakhouse here in Algonquin.
Well, I'm sorry to say, but this man is also still at large.
Yeah, he could have come to mine.
This one is sad. This is really sick.
Oh, sad one?
Yeah.
Are you going to leave it on a sad note?
No. An 88-year-old man is accused of setting a raccoon on fire for eating his mangoes.
Well.
Which is something I never thought I'd say in the same sentence.
Well, you got to realize.
Huh.
He's 88. They get cranky.
He must have been cranky. He was arrested and faced charges of animal cruelty after trapping a raccoon and setting it on fire.
He ate his mangoes. Why? I mean, I wouldn't do the same thing.
He feels he's made his mangoes in his backyard. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Then they did haul him off to the pokey.
He's in the at 88. They threw him in the pokey.
They hauled him off to the pokey.
Aww.
And last but not least.
Oh, you know what I should have asked?
What?
Did the raccoon make it?
Yes, the raccoon is fine.
Oh, he didn't get thrown in the pokey, the man.
No, he's
even though the raccoon did.
He's a little singed, but the raccoon's fine.
But he stole the mangoes.
Oh.
Don't you think he should have gone into the pokey too?
He could be in raccoon jail.
He could
be. Should have been. Okay, and this makes no sense, along with a raccoon on fire. Naked man, here we go.
A naked man again?
This is all in Florida.
I gotta go to Florida.
It's hot in Florida.
Yeah.
It's kind of warm down there. Naked man starts house fire while baking cookies on George Foreman grill.
On a grill? Wait. You can't bake cookies on the George Foreman grill.
That's what this man found out. I guess he broke into a house and started baking cookies on the George Foreman grill after taking his clothes off.
Okay. He might have make himself feel comfortable.
And this was by the Niceville police. That's irony.
Niceville police?
Yeah. The man was arrested and hauled off to the pokey. The identified man admitted he smoked weed and downed 2 liters of vodka prior to this, which explains a lot.
Yes.
just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Relax, Max. Your nerves are just like jumping jacks, Max. Your heart is thumping with a crazy sound. I hear it pound, the bumping, 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 jumping up and down.
Just stay cool and take it easy, that's the rule. You're up against the odds, but don't you fret. Face your bet, control yourself no matter what, don't get upset.
It's hard, I know, but life is too short. I found my peace from up above. If I had my wish, then you would just listen. Take a lesson from this song.